Just one halakha on the laws of Shabbat regarding watches. Hacham Ovadia in his Sefer Halichot Olam in Chelek Dalid, page Resh Samecheh, talks about a watch that's not run by batteries. A manual watch or an automatic watch, if it stopped running on Shabbat, it is forbidden to wind it. It means if the seconds stop to run, you cannot now wind the knob in order to get it to start working again. That would be considered mitaken mana. You're fixing a keli on Shabbat. However, if it's running already, it is permissible to wind it a little more, to give it some more life. So the rule would be, if it's still running, you can wind it. If it's not running, if it stopped, it would be asur. For that matter, the watches that work according to the movement of a person's hand, if they're still working, a person could wear them on Shabbat, and even though when he's moving his hand, it gives it more life, it's okay. Now, for that matter, on an automatic watch, it would be permissible to fix the time. A person could, if the watch is slow or fast, it will be permissible. However, if a person has a battery-operated watch, it's clear that he would not be able to set the time on Shabbat, because by setting the time, it stops the mechanism in most cases, and then when he puts the button in, it starts it up again. So that would be forbidden in a battery-operated watch. But it is permissible to wear battery-operated watches on Shabbat, even though there's a battery in it. Hacham Avadia says the battery is not considered a problem of mukseh, and the watch does not become a basis to the mukseh, and therefore it's permissible to wear a watch, even if it has buttons on it, for example, for lights. Some watches, you can push a button and there's a light, so you can see the time. We're not concerned that you might come to push the button. We don't make such a gezerah. So halakha l'maaseh, it is permissible to wear battery-operated watches on Shabbat, even though they have other buttons that are forbidden to push. We do not make a gezerah, but it would not be permissible to wind the watch on Shabbat if it stopped. However, if it's continuously running through the Shabbat, you can add some more winding to it to give it some more life.